It is a joy, and you know, it has been a joy. I was Dale's wife for 54 years, and they were wonderful, wonderful years.
Amen.
Full of excitement, a lot of hard work, but a lot of blessings, many, many blessings. And we have so many, many that we minister to that are going right on with the Lord, and that is such a blessing, such a blessing. You know, Philippians 4, chapter 4, is one of my very favorite chapters in all the book. I'm kind of like Lindell. Philippians has to be very close to my favorite book. You know, I love the study of words, and I love a dictionary. I keep a dictionary by my on my table, by my Bible. I love to look up words. I'm really funny because I'm looking at a dictionary when I have a TV program on history, or I've got the encyclopedia, one, because I love to read about things. And I really enjoyed looking at a dictionary when I was reading chapter 4 of Philippians, and I want to share that with you. Starting with verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. You know, that verse tells me that these people had a very special place in Paul's heart. When you think about what he called them, my brethren, dearly beloved, and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Wouldn't that be wonderful if that could be said of us? That's such a, so special words. And you know, you can, even if you think you know what a word means, and you're pretty sure of the, you know, the main meaning, looking in a dictionary, looking up words was really a revelation to me in some of these verses, and I'm going to share that with you tonight. That was, I don't know what you call it, a habit, or I think it was just a wonderful quality of my husband. No matter what went on, he could say, praise the Lord. You know, I told you once before when he heard he had cancer the first time. Praise the Lord. You know, we had a wreck. And I went back to when the Suburban was all over the highway and the trailer was all to pieces. He was saying, praise the Lord. You know what I mean? He just praised the Lord. And wouldn't that be a wonderful thing if we rejoice in everything? And I looked up the word rejoice, and I was amazed at some of the meanings. I'm going to share them with you. Rejoice, to experience joy and gladness in a high degree, to be exhilarated, to delight, to gladden, glory, triumph, and exalt. Isn't that great? Rejoice. That one word can mean so many wonderful things. And then in verse 5, that your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Now, I looked up moderation. It means freedom from excess. Temperance, due restraint, modesty, not given to extremes. Now, isn't that a good one? Mm-hmm. Not given to extremes. You know, I think I can really relate with that definition. Limited, medium, moderation. That's really a good word. That verse has come to mean more to me since I read all these different definitions. And then verse 6, be careful for nothing. Okay. Careful for nothing. Don't be full of care or anxious. Don't be exposed to concern or anxiety or trouble. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, prayer and supplication, and here's the key, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Amen.
This is a verse that I have stressed so much in when I'm teaching ladies. You know, God tells us to make our requests known to Him, right? There's not one thing wrong with asking Him for things, but realizing, too, that He may say no. So what you do is you make your requests known to God, but with thanksgiving, because He may say, no, that's not good for you right now, Marty, or that's not good for you. It's just not good for you, and I'm just not going to give to you. But we need to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this, because I know it's for my good. And that's such a blessing to me. And so those words meant so much. When you say, how are we going to be able to accomplish all this that these verses tell us to do? Well, I think, we practice every day, verse 8. Now, this is the one that we need to really focus on. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. You know, in San Luis, the summer before, the last summer we were there, we had a young man, a teenager, that was in the church there, that was having problems with listening to music and things that were kind of, I call it kind of satanic, you know, dark, black. He liked to dress black in black clothes and whatever. And, you know, Dale was very, very concerned about that. And he especially loved Dale. He didn't have a father. And he looked to Dale as kind of an example of a father. And he liked to work with him and doing little chores around that Dale always had to do. And Dale told him one time, you know what? You need to just read this chapter, and especially zero in on verse 8. And what I want you to do is get you a big piece of poster board and write this verse out and put it up on your wall right in front of your bed when you wake up in the morning. And when you go to bed at night, you can see what you're supposed to be thinking about. And only think on those things. And you know, what a blessing if we could all do that. Maybe not make a poster, but we need to concentrate on this verse more in our life. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtues, there be any praise, think on these things. And you know what a difference in our life that would make if we really practiced to truly think on these things. It would make our life so much richer, so much better. And, you know, we would not look at things in a sorrowful, well, this has happened to me, you know, whatever. We'll just say, hey, I don't know why God, but you sent it to me and help me to think about the good things. And what a blessing. And, you know, verse 9 tells me that Paul practiced these things. It says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. And you know, verse 7 is a result of us being able to practice these things that I've mentioned before about rejoicing and be careful for nothing. It says, and the peace of God, or the rest of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That is a result of what we can do as we practice these things. What a blessing to me those verses were, and I just want to share those with you. And I will leave you with one verse. You know, when I was a little girl, I got saved when I was 9 years old. And one of the first verses I ever learned was a verse that I still know, and it's Psalms 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.